what was very interesting about him is he came out of prison and he was just right back on the scene, like almost instantaneous, which is very rare for an Islamic State leader to come back on, because if they come out of prison, they tend to think that they've been corrupt somehow by Western forces. But he came back in a huge leadership role, which I found very interesting. And so after
sorry to interrupt, what did you learn from the fact that he was able to come right back out and get immediately plugged back in?
Well, I think it goes to show how cunning he is and how people listen to what he said, what he says. I mean, one of the things that has always been a lure, particularly to be under his leadership, was the fact that he knew Islamic law well enough to corrupt it in a way that could get followers. He received a doctorate in Islamic studies from Baghdad. And so he had this authority, unlike other fighters, where he could actually recite very specific verses and tie it into this overall kind of Islamic principles.
Do you get the sense, though, that based on what we know now, that he was actually one of the planners, even while he was in prison, of what we now know as ISIS?
I think so. I mean, look, the sad thing about what's going on now is I'll never forget getting the call kind of towards the end of my deployment in Iraq, where I was asked to basically list out the top 50 ISI guys that we had in prison, Islamic State members, because the prime minister was going to release the rest of them, and because the war was over.
Brad Velikovich, a former intelligence analyst who worked with Delta Force, has written a book called Drone Warrior. G.G. Green, WTOP News.